Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1711 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is our final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Zig Ziglar, and it is, a good racehorse does not ask for a dry track. So today's nugget of wisdom is a good race. We would all love it if our race in life was on smooth and straight surfaces with no restrictions or obstructions. The problem is that you will never fulfill your God-given potential if life is always easy with no tribulations. It is the difficult segments of the race that allows us to hone our skills, mature, and be refined as pure gold. Just like the best racehorses, they don't require a dry track or all the conditions to be perfect. Racehorses are bred to race in any situation, and they are born to love the race. Racing is their calling in life. So when they are racing, they are in their natural element. It is the same for us. We are created as imagers of God, and we are here on earth for a specific purpose. Our purpose, our vocation as citizens of God's kingdom, is to be salt to the earth and light of the world. By its very nature, being salt and light is not necessarily a life of ease. It is not a smooth and flat racetrack. Our lives are to bring savory life to a dying world and light to a dark world. Being salt and light may not always be an easy race, but an easy race is not our vocation. We do not ask for the dry track, but for strength to race well. And our verse for today is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to this life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,710 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.